the deadliest thing mankind can encounter is hopelessness.
Yes.
And when you're hopeless, the only way you can keep from killing yourself or losing everything and just giving up on life, the only thing that can make you turn that corner is something to make you believe that you'll feel better someday.
I knew what you were going to say because I've been reading your book when you talked about hopelessness being the most fatal, worst disease. And it's so absolutely true. And you think about how there's many people who have unrealistic expectations in this life, and they set themselves up for disappointment and hopelessness because their dream is that in their retirement years, they and their wife are going to travel the world, and then their wife dies, they die, somebody gets really sick, can't travel anymore. Yep. And it feels like the death of a dream. And what we need to do is extend our dreams to the realities beyond this life that God has promised us. Realize that we do live in a world that's under the curse, but that we really can front load those eternal promises, but they're not just eternal promises because God promises us happiness here and now. My wife has terminal cancer, stage 4 in the lymph nodes. She's had it for 4 years and it's gotten worse along the way. We pray every night for her healing. But let's say that God answered that prayer. Well, then she'd just die later, right? And I'll still die. And our children and our grandchildren will still die, unless we are among that select group of people that will be alive when Christ returns. And so far in the last 2,000 years, no one has been in that group because he hasn't returned. So why do we assume that we're going to be? I have friends all the time that are telling me, I'm never going to experience death. My family's not going to, don't say that to yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. But my point is, he's bigger than death. He's stronger than death. Isaiah 25, he promises he will swallow up death forever. No more death, no more dying, no more curse. Latch on to that. And today, Nancy and I, as we're going through her cancer, it has been very hard. She had pneumonia last month. It's just been very, very difficult. Daily, we find joy in the Lord and in each other. Nancy was sharing me what she learned from the Word today. She gave me a great quote. Mm-hmm. I read a great quote to her, and we share scripture with each other, and we find pleasure in the meals that we eat. And our world has shrunk in many ways, but the joy has not. The happiness is genuine and real because the object of it and the source of it are Christ.